Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
My gym just announced its annual member survey. As members, we each received a link in our inboxes, and there are various signs around the fitness center encouraging us to complete it. You know, I believe in surveys. Feedback is always a good thing, and people love having a chance to express their opinions. One of my main frustrations with most surveys is that they're just way too long. In my opinion, a survey should consist of just one question and one open text box. See, the only question that really matters is this one. How likely are you to recommend our product or service to a friend or a colleague? So that one question ultimately gets to the heart of how a human feels about your product or service. Why? Well, if they love it, they'll recommend it. If they loathe it, they won't. If they're somewhere in between, they could go either way. I also recommend that the rating scale be a simple 0 to 10, with 10, of course, being the highest. Fred Reichheld, in his wonderful book, The Ultimate Question, categorizes those who score your product or service with a 9 or a 10 as promoters. Why? Well, because these are the people who are most likely to recommend you to others. They act almost like an unpaid external sales force, or your raving fans, as Ken Blanchard, the author of The 1 Minute Manager, called them. Reichheld categorizes those who score you a 7 or 8 as passives. These people are neither for you nor against you. They won't proactively champion you to others. To them, you're easily forgettable, and they can easily be wooed by a competitor. The final category he calls the detractors. This is a tough one, as we're talking about everyone from 0 to 6. Clearly, someone who scores you a 0 is much unhappier than someone who gives you a 6, but we get the point. Detractors are highly likely to actually badmouth you to others and actively encourage them to choose a different supplier. Reichheld, who coined the phrase net promoter score, simply deducts the percentage of detractors from the promoters and completely ignores the passives. Why ignore the passives? Well, remember, they're on the fence. They're a collective meh when it comes to your brand. They aren't pulling for you, but they aren't actively or aggressively against you either. For example, if your business surveyed, say, 100 customers and you received 70 promoters, you know, the 9s and 10s, 10 passives, you know, the 7s and 8s, and 20 detractors, you know, the 0 through 6s, you'd subtract the 20%, the detractors, from the 70%, the promoters. Did you get the title? Net promoter score, because you're netting the detractors off from the promoters, the two ends of the rope pulling against each other. That's what we call it, the net promoter score. And here your NPS, or net promoter score, would be 50. Why 50? Well, 70 minus 20. The open text essentially asks you just one question using one core word. Why? Why did you give the score that you gave? Now, interestingly, but not surprisingly, organizations that utilize the NPS framework yield much higher response rates. Why? Because of its simplicity and therefore its ease of completion. Very few people have the time or inclination to fill out a 20 to 30 question survey with complicated subjective and varied rating mechanisms. My final recommendation for anyone asking for feedback is to ensure that it is fed forward. In other words, make sure that you take action on the feedback that you receive. There's nothing more frustrating to people than filling out a multi-page survey only to see zero change in the experience. Now, coming back to my gym, personally, I'll give my gym a 9. I am a promoter. Why am I not a 10, though? Well, it's because of one variable that's hard to alter since we're dealing with the human heart. It's whether someone genuinely cares about the work they do and whether they see themselves as being of service to others. At my gym, it's when the younger receptionists rarely look up from their phones when saying good morning when I arrive or have a nice day when I leave. Their words always feel very hollow and insincere to me. And that's the tricky thing about the one aspect we can't measure on a survey, a human's freedom to choose how much of themselves they want to give to the work that they're actually blessed to have. And that's a hard condition.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.